The regulations have drawn cheers from environmentalists, but there's also plenty of criticism. Northeast Regional Director Judith Enk says the rules aren't as draconian as opponents claim.
It's also flexible. It's also very focused on ensuring reliability. The lights are not going to go out because of this regulation. It's also affordable. It will cost some money to comply in the beginning, but by the time we're in full compliance mode in 2030, household electricity bills will actually be reduced by about $7 per month.
The regulations also vary from state to state. Some states that rely heavily on coal for energy will have to make larger reductions to their emissions. However, Enk says other states are in a stronger position.
New York was ahead of the curve when they adopted the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. And I think that's going to be a possibility for other states. But there's no question, if you were an early adopter of carbon reduction policies, you have a head start here.
She says the new regulations are not an attack on the coal industry. They simply give states a goal, and then it's up to them how to meet them.
If you've got a particular power plant that's emitting a lot of air pollutants, carbon in particular, they can continue to pollute, but they have to buy allowances that reduces carbon at other places.
That means some states may also need to look at reducing the footprint of the other major source of carbon pollution, transportation. States have until September of 2016 to come up with a plan, or the EPA will come up with one for them. Besides being environmentally friendly, Enk says the Clean Power Plan also has health benefits by driving down smog pollution and limiting the public risk to heart disease and asthma.